It is his birthday. And
is it really?
Yeah,
it is.
Charlie and I born on the same day, but in different years.
Let me ask you this. How did Charlie's dad become a Lions fan?
Oh, he explained this on Monday.
Nobody wants to hear the Spillane story.
We went through this on Monday.
Was it just Barry Sanders?
My family lives up in Detroit. We went up there for family reunions all the time. They didn't warn me. They sat me down. I watched Barry Sanders. The rest is a miserable history. Right.
Yeah, why you'd put a child who you say you love through that, I don't know. Right. But I'm not here to question Matt Randazzo's parenting skills.
Misery loves company, my friends. Misery loves company.
All right.
You know, if I got to do this stuff on Sundays, it's always good to have people doing it with me.
Pizza versus donuts. I love it. We'll make that happen. We'll watch you tonight on News Channel 8 at The Score. Matt, as always, thanks for the time.
Appreciate it, boys.
He's Matt Randazzo, soon-to-be loser of a bet with the Mighty Bears.
He better lose.
And I like the fact, too, that the donuts are here on Monday when you're not here. That's fantastic.
He better lose.
If you want donuts, you can show up to work. Are you not here again on Monday? How many more Mondays are you off?
I'm not here Monday, but then I am on the following Monday I'm here.
And then you're off the Monday after that?
That's right.
You suck. Got to take this quick time out, and we're back with Mike Schultz in the movie reviews, plus 3 days grace next. Dave and Darren, Rock 104.9.
Dave and Darren on Rock 104.9.
How does fear and fun come together in one place? Impossible, you say? Fear, fun, now together. Haunted Carter Farms. Haunted Carter Farms, where fear and fun collide. Haunted Carter Farms is perfect for anyone who likes a little haunted fun. Youth groups, scouts, college students, moms, dads, kids, grab your granny.
Where are we going?
Haunted Carter Farms, the most cutting-edge themed corn maze. Make it a tradition. Open Friday and Saturday nights in October and Halloween night. For more info and directions, visit us on the web at hauntedcarterfarms.com.
Is your car a time bomb just waiting to go off? Can you afford an unexpected $2,000 or $5,000 repair? With today's cars, even the smallest problems can cost hundreds of dollars just to diagnose and much more to repair. If your car has less than 130,000 miles, American Auto Protection can provide you with an extended service plan that covers major components, including computers and electronics. So when your car does break down, we pay for your towing and rental car, and we pay the dealer or mechanic directly for you. No hassling with reimbursements. We don't have the overhead of a dealership, so we can sell you the same plans your dealer offers for a lot less. Save money. Go direct with American Auto Protection. Protect yourself before it's too late.
Call 1-800-523-8549 now, and you can be protected in just 15 minutes or less with just a call. If your car has less than 130,000 miles, call 1-800-523-8549. That's 1-800-523-8549. 1-800-523-8549.
Hurry into Lowe's, where you'll find incredible savings throughout the store on everything you need to make fall fantastic. Like 10% off all major appliances, $3.99 and above. To save even more, use your Lowe's consumer credit card to get an additional 5% off every day. Or you can choose 6-month special financing on purchases of $2.99 and above. Lowe's, never stop improving. Appliance offer valid 9/25 through 10/15. Credit offer cannot be combined. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Negative online stories about you or your business might take seconds to create, but years to remove. How many customers and sales dollars you will never see due to lies, rumors, and that one disgruntled customer who posted a bad review on the internet? If you want to personally or professionally take control of your online reputation, grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-432-9197. When you call, you will get free information on how you can legally fight and potentially bury negative internet postings. With a reputation management program, you can now positively promote your business online. Join the thousands of entrepreneurs and professionals who have already taken control of their Google search results. You're losing money every day when customers pass you by after they read negative info online. Call today to get a free reputation review and start building positive online content. Call 1-800-432-9197 for free info. That's 1-800-432-9197. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Take control of your online Google search results today by simply calling 1-800-432-9197.
Rock 104.9 is KBOB, DeWitt Quad Cities, a Cumulus station.
Rise and shine and get ready for the sparks to fly.
Direct from the River Bandit studio.
So commanding, so powerful.
This is the Dave and Darren Show, only on Rock 104.9.
of the past you left behind. I don't need your condescending words about me looking lonely. I don't need your arms to hold me, cause misery is waiting on me. I am not alone, not beaten down just yet. I am not afraid of the voices in my head. Down the darkest road, something follows me. I am not alone, cause misery loves my company. Sending words about me looking lonely. I don't need your arms to hold me, cause misery is waiting on me. I am not alone, not beaten down just yet. I am not afraid of the voices in my head. Down the darkest road, something follows me. I am not alone, cause misery loves my company.
Rock 104.9, this is the Quad City Rocker. It's the Dave and Darren Show as we broadcast for you live here from the River Bandit Studios. It's 61 degrees and 9.03.
Plenty of sunshine and a little warmer today, a high of 85.
Mike Schultz is the entertainment editor and movie critic for the River Cities Reader. He joins us on Friday mornings to talk about what's going on in the world of movies. For the life of me, I don't know what you saw last week. This was not a week
the
I was able to get around
to blend, don't they?
I wasn't able to get around to your column this week, and I apologize, but
it's there when you need it.
I don't remember there being anything where I thought, I can't wait to see what Mike thought of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, understandable. Well, only two movies opened. One was awesome, though, Prisoners, with Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal. Missing Children's. Yeah. It was really, really good.
Yeah.
It's about 2.5 hours. There's not a boring scene in it, I don't think. But it's slow. It's like Zodiac. It really is like Zodiac.
A buddy of mine told me that it was way scarier than he thought it was going to be.
It is, because it's nothing jumps out at you ever, but it's the kind of the sustained, something awful is going to happen.
It's just the slow build.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just a simmer.
Yeah, and it reminded me of Gone Baby Gone quite a bit, you know, where just every scene feels a little bit icky. And, oh, God, what's going to happen? Because Hugh Jackman, he's one of the fathers of a missing girl, and he's pretty clearly off his rocker from the first like 10 minutes of the movie. You're Lord, he's going to explode at some point.
Just off his rocker because of this.
Well, we learn pretty early on that he's kind of a survivalist. He's got the basement with the jugs of water and the canned goods, and he's ready for the apocalypse. So he doesn't. He doesn't have a lot to lose right now. He's kind of waiting for the end.
He goes into that mode right away.
Yeah, he really does. And Gyllenhaal is fantastic.
Now does he play a cop?
Yep. He plays cops incredibly well. He's a really empathetic cop.
So he's trying to help out.
So it's Gyllenhaal trying to find the perpetrators, and Hugh Jackman finds who he believes is the guy who took the kids and kind of holds him away in a cell and, you know, tortures the hell out of him. It's very tense and very scary, and falls apart a bit at the end. The ending's a little bit goofy, but it works, and I loved it. I had a ball.
All right,
really,
so that's
good flick.
That's a good one. What else did you see?
And then I saw Battle of the Year, the hip hop global domination movie. It was hysterically bad.
Can they beat the Koreans?
Should I tell you?
Did they beat the Koreans?
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Is that okay?
Yeah. They win, right?
No, they
win.
They do not.
Oh.
No, they do not.
But it doesn't matter.
Because they become a family.
Doesn't matter.
Because they learn the true meaning.
You're not going to beat those Koreans.
The Koreans are going to win in the end.
Are you kidding me?
So the Koreans win, but it's like, hey, but at least we're all family now.
But we're family. And we're going to come back next year.
Of course
so
they
are. It's like Rocky meets Glee.
We're trying to set up a franchise.
Right. He doesn't win the first one.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, we're setting up a franchise. But it's hilarious because the first 5 minutes they introduce Josh Holloway from Lost as like this former breakdancing champion. And you're just going, oh, I want to see Sawyer do some breakdancing moves. Please, please, because that would be hysterical.
Yeah.
And he never does. It's so disappointing.
Okay, so those were the only two you
saw. That's it. That's it.
But you got four this week.
I've got four this week, yeah. Yeah, we got a bunch.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 opens today.
I'm really excited.
The first
about
one's
that.
On our shelf at home. I just don't know that we've ever put it in.
Oh, huh. Seriously?
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
It's really clever and funny. Yeah, you'll love it. It's great.
The one we're going through now is Over the Hedge. It's on like three, four times a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one's kind of fun.
Bill Hader returns to play a guy who invented a machine that turns water into food. We thought he destroyed it at the end of the first movie, but it turns out the machine survived, and now it's making food-animal hybrids. Foodimals.
Okay.
I'm giggling already.
Here's a scene where the group of friends sees the Foodimals. You really liked the first one.
I really did, yeah.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 in theaters today.
We better get a move on before we run into any more of these creatures.
It's enough to make a grown man cry. But not this man. Get back in there, Tia.
That last sound effect.
Might want to clean up your language.
Yeah, I thought we were about to. I thought I had to hit the panic button. And if there's any movie I wasn't expecting F-bombs, it would be Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs too.
I think that was just a sound effect.
We're hoping. Yeah.
Also opening today, Don John, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and Scarlett Johansson. In theater today. It's a romantic comedy that has Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I guess, wrote, directed it, and stars in it.
Mm-hmm.
He plays a guy whose porn addiction clashes with Scarlett Johansson's old-fashioned expectations from watching too many romantic movies.
The rub.
Julianne Moore
no pun intended.
Julianne Moore is a sexy older woman who steers him away from his unrealistic porn fantasies, and Tony Danza plays the dad.
I'm on board. Who's the boss?
Here they are going out for a date on their one-month anniversary. Don John, it's in theaters today.
Baby,
what?
Oh, baby.
You guys having a good time over there?
Listen, you little I don't want to hear it, all right?
Jesus Christ. A toast. Let's make a toast. Everyone listen up. You get up, too. Come on.
What?
It's for you. Come on, get up.
Oh, God.
All right. You guys know tonight is me and this girl's one-month anniversary. And I'm counting that from the first time I ever saw her, because ever since then I felt the same way. She's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. To you, babe.
Not us, then.
To us. Mwah. Cheers.
Cheers.
God bless.
Wow, these are horrible clips.
I don't know about these accents.
Yeah. And I don't know
that
I...
That could be rough. That could be tough to believe for a whole movie.
Yeah. I wonder if we get Julianne Moore doing that accent too, because 30 Rock, you know, it's
right.
It's,
exactly.
Yeah, right.
This could be tough.
Okay.
Now, one that's been
30 Rock. She was doing a South Boston accent.
Yes. She was doing
that's.
But she's good at that.
Yes, and she was funny as hell. So right.
And then we've got a movie opening that has been talked about for quite a while. It's the new Ron Howard movie.
Yeah.
Which weirdly enough, I don't have I don't have a clip for Rush.
Seriously?
But that's the one I'm most excited about seeing.
No clips
it's
for that?
It's the Formula One that like crazy. Formula One saga, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's and you know.
This is what Niki Lauda and James Hunt?
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And this was back in the 70s. They were rivals. And that's all
I was more excited about it. I mean, I like the idea behind it, and I like the actors, but it's Ron Howard. You know, Ron Howard.
By the way, Metallica Through the Never opens up, but not here locally.
Here. Oh, I'm
what
bummed
is,
by I don't
what
know.
Is that
I'm
about?
I'm bummed by that. I saw a really long preview, I think at the IMAX a couple months ago, and it looked awesome. It looked like a lot of fun.
Why isn't it opening here?
Yeah, it's getting the art film release for some reason, which is weird.
It's a Metallica
concert movie. Come on, you know? Yeah, I'm surprised.
But they're treating it like an art film, huh?
It might be here at some point later on, maybe at
possibly.
The Putnam or something.
Oh, they should get it. The video they showed as the preview was awfully good.
Someone was telling us, it was Gary was saying an email that he did some investigating, and basically it's a dispute